After David had slain the giant, he was brought before King Saul, still holding the giant's head. Saul did not remember in this bold fighting man the boy who a few years before had played in his presence. He took him into his house and made him an officer among his soldiers. David was as wise and as brave in the army as he had been when facing the giant, and very soon he was in command of 1,000 men. All the men loved him, both in Saul's court and in his camp, for David had the spirit that drew all hearts toward him. When David was returning from his battle with the Philistines, the women of Israel came to meet him out of the cities with instruments of music, singing and dancing, and they sang, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." This made Saul very angry, for he was jealous and suspicious in his spirit. He thought constantly of Samuel's words, that God would take the kingdom from him and would give it to one who was more worthy of it. He began to think that perhaps this young man, who had come in a single day to greatness before the people, might try to make himself king. His former feeling of unhappiness again came over Saul. He raved in his house, talking as a man talks who is crazed. By this time, they all knew that David was a musician, and they called on him again to play on his harp and to sing before the troubled king. But now, in his madness, Saul would not listen to David's voice. Twice he threw his spear at him, but each time David leaped aside and the spear went into the wall of the house. Saul was afraid of David, for he saw that the Lord was with David, as the Lord was no longer with himself. He would have killed David, but they did not dare kill him because everybody loved David. Saul said to himself, "Though I cannot kill him myself, I will have him killed by the Philistines." And he sent David out on dangerous errands of war, but David came home in safety, all the greater and the more beloved after each victory. Saul said, "I will give you my daughter Merab for your wife if you will fight the Philistines for me." David fought the Philistines, but when he came home from the war, he found that Merab, who had been promised to him, had been given as wife to another man. Saul had another daughter named Michal. She loved David and showed her love for him. Then Saul sent word to David saying, "You shall have Michal, my daughter, for your wife when you have killed 100 Philistines." Then David went out and fought the Philistines and killed 200 of them, and they brought the word to Saul. Then Saul gave him his daughter Michal as his wife, and he was all the more afraid of David as he saw him growing in power and drawing nearer to the throne of the kingdom. But if Saul hated David, Saul's son Jonathan loved David with all his heart. Jonathan was the brave young warrior we learned about in story 55, who, with his armor bearer, went out alone to fight the Philistine army. Jonathan saw David's courage and nobility of soul and loved him with all his heart. He took off his own royal robe and his sword and his bow and gave them all to David. It grieved Jonathan greatly that his father, Saul, was so jealous of David. He spoke to his father,